The cougar was the first one confirmed in Wisconsin in several decades. It apparently spent a few weeks in Rock and Walworth counties after walking in from another state, possibly South Dakota. But DNR wildlife expert Adrian Weideman says then the cougar made a mistake heading towards Chicago.
I suspect along the way it did run into some patches of cover in the forest preserves where it probably had some good hunting opportunity, but once it got itself into downtown Chicago, it probably was in a situation that just was pretty bad for a cougar.
Chicago police killed the cougar April 14th, shooting it 7 times, contending the 120-pound animal was a threat to people and pets. Weideman says while the case is sad, it's also fascinating to see the animal move long distances over different terrain. He says he hopes the demise of the cougar teaches some lessons.
The most important thing is that we've been made more aware of the possibility of these animals occurring in our midst and that we watch out for more carefully, that we have to be that much more careful in analyzing, examining observations of cougars, reports of cougars.
The remains of the dead cougar are being kept at a Chicago museum for further study. Wildlife officials in Illinois are investigating citizen reports of other cougars in the area. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.